This segment proudly brought to you by Capital Air. Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Our engineer today is our manager, and it is Brother Dobela. He's with us today. And we have Mufti Hassan Ali Suleiman. He's going to be with us in a moment, inshallah. Mufti Sahab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam. How's everything, Maulana?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. How's everything on your side, Mufti Sahab?
Well, Pakistan is Pakistan. What to do?
No, how are you doing? That's the question.
Alhamdulillah.
Pakistan,
alhamdulillah. Much better,
we're
much
not
better.
Really bothered about Pakistan. But we...
well, you know, they're my host, right? This is my host country. You know, I'm still Maiman. After 30 years, I'm still a guest here.
Mufti Sahab, yesterday I sent you something about Malcolm X, and I know you really follow, or you appreciate his statements and everything. So his three daughters, is it, that is taking him, that is taking the CIA and few NYPD and the police to task, and blaming them for playing a part in this whole thing of killing Malcolm X. I would just like to know your side of this whole thing.
Well, it's a little late for that. We all know that they were involved. I don't know what they intend to accomplish by this, except maybe exposing everybody who was involved, including Louis Farrakhan. He's been able to avoid any type of guilt or anything like that for the 50, it's about 50 years, huh? Since Malcolm was Shaheed. So I would like to see come out, that Farrakhan get exposed. Aside from that, we all know that the government and the police department were involved. That's, you know, that's not new.
So why is it like this, that you'll have a case, it happened so many years ago, but only now they are really taking it to task or trying to... Is it part of the whole plan because now it's too late? It's like dead, as you've said. And now you're trying to rekindle this whole thing. Meantime,
yeah,
the
many,
criminals...
Many of the people involved have died.
Exactly.
Right, who were guilty. So that's part of it. Trump has said that he's going to release the files on the assassination of President Kennedy back in 63. Malcolm was Shaheed in 65. So, you know, there it is. I think it's like a 50-year, like, statute of limitations or something like this that... You can't prosecute somebody. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Mufti Sahab, but today, alhamdulillah, I can hear you much clearer than normal. I don't know
yes,
if it's...
Yes, alhamdulillah.
So they've done some additions, and alhamdulillah, it's much clearer now. Another thing we wanted to discuss with you, Mufti Sahab, I think... Mufti, did you send it last week about Sheikh AI?
Yeah, yes.
So, so I forgot to send it to you, but now, you know, we're limited to two questions a day. So on that day that you sent it, I said, yeah. I've only got two questions. Let me see if I can ask the right questions. So I only asked one question. My question was, are Shias Muslim? And it gave me an answer saying that yes, Shias are Muslim. Anybody who believes in Tawheed, anybody who believes in the oneness of Allah, they are Muslim. And they gave this whole Tariq Jamil unity speech that why we must just have unity with everybody. And what is this, you Diobandi, you this, you this, you this. We must just have unity. So you believe in Tawheed, but you can swear the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, no problem. You're still a Muslim, yeah. According to Sheikh AI.
Yes. The scary thing is that a lot of people since Gaza, every time there's a big event with Muslims who were killing, like 9/11 and now with Gaza, what have you, people are rushing to accept Islam. All right, with all this talk, people want to see what's going on. So people are not going to the masjids. And this is something that I had said, you know, months ago when talking with you, that the Muslims have to be ready to give dawah because the people are looking for the truth and looking for answers, and they're not finding it, you know, outside of Islam. And so now people are going on their phones and asking questions and finding out, you know, that Islam is truer than they thought it was, and that Christianity is more false than they thought it was. Well, people are going out and buying Qurans now on their own, non-Muslims. And then they accept Islam. So now that you accept Islam, what are you going to do? How are you going to learn how to pray and what have you? And if you have some further questions, what are you going to do? So people, new Shahadis are turning to these AI type apps to get answers, to learn how to pray and you know, learn about Tawheed and everything. And the Muslims, we don't know what's going on. I mean, you know, we don't know what day of the week it is. So this is, you know, that thing is, you know, I looked at it and it's like eye-catching. And, you know, they use nice words, you know, the AI. So that, you know, the Arabic, not the Arabic, but the English, you know, good grammar and spelling and everything. And people are impressed with that stuff. So it's a lot of white boy. It's a big war. It's a big war.
And it suits, of course, many people will find it. We have a personal trainer. So here we can have our personal sheikh, and he will give us the answers that we love to hear. So if you, I wonder what happens if you ask him about transgender. Just by the way, as well, we've seen someone sent, it was the faces were covered in that, but we've seen Tariq Jamil also, he was connecting or also giving some solace. Because that's the slogans of unity. You must have, you must give comfort to everyone, even those who are of the other gender. So no problem. Whereas Quran, whereas Hadith is clear on these things. Such people need to be killed, according to
true. The other gender. That was a mic drop. The other gender. They say there's like, you know, as many genders as there are people now. And it's not limited to just two genders. Which other gender?
I don't even think it's genders. It's about who you want to be. Because when was it recently, not so long ago, a few months ago, they said there was this person, crazy character, he decided he wants to be a dog. So he can walk and people must... So if we're going to treat you like a dog, then... There's no question that should be asked. There was another person who had a pig heart transplant also a few months ago. He died.
Right. So,
and of course, you're going to have a pig's heart in your own heart. And if your wife tells you that, you know what, your heart is just like a pig, then don't feel offended because it's true. It's 100%. So these things, it constantly happens, like Quran Sharif says.
Oh, you're a sexist pig, huh? You're a sexist pig. That's the expression also. And wives say that too. Allah, Akbar. Subhanallah. Yeah, well, you got in America, there was a school that had several girls who claimed to be cats. All right, and they demanded to have a litter box in the school, and they dressed up and put a tail on the back of their clothes so it looked like they were cats and what have you. So yeah, this is where we are now. People can believe that there's cats, but people can believe that they're actually a cat. Then people can believe in Islam. Okay, they can believe that Allah is one. But the people, we the people who have accepted it already, are not prepared to defend the religion or to explain the religion to others who are interested in it.
Hmm. There was a person in our school, I remember, I recall his name, but I won't say it on air, a non-Muslim. He came out open and he told us. And today they use these terms, it's called zoophilia. And all of this, where you sleep with animals. He came out and he told us that he slept with his cat. And maybe he was looking for attention, who knows, but that's what he told us. Now, just to come to this here, Mufti Saab, we've got 5 minutes or less than that. There's so much of fitan out there. And alhamdulillah, because we can hear you so clearly today, we can benefit fully, you can hear me. So how is it that we navigate through all of this? You were, Mufti Saab, a Christian before, I think it was, and then you came out of this and you found Islam then. But as you're speaking from a different, you can see things differently because you've been there. How do we as Muslimin approach the non-Muslims, speak to them, tell them, and bring them to this?
Good question. If I had that answer, I'd be able to bring my family into Islam. okay. That's a good question. But just be Muslim. Number one, I think most of us are afraid to be Muslim, and we're afraid to stand up to be Muslim. From reading the Majlis from the very beginning back in the 1980s, I never saw then, and I've never seen anyone since, be able to defend everything about the deen. And basically with Aqli Dalil, okay? Not necessarily Hadith and everything, but Aqli Dalil, standing up for polygamy. All right. If you're going to give dawah, especially in America, and you have women co-workers, and the first thing they're going to ask you is how many wives do you have? And why can you have, you know, 4 wives and a woman can't have 4 husbands? So you have to be prepared for that with a good logical answer. So that's the thing, I believe. If we are proud to be Muslim and not apologetic, okay, and come strong, people respect our strength. When the Sahaba gave dawah, they didn't give dawah from weakness. They gave it from strength, and I don't think that most of us have it in us. You know, as soon as they come back with a, so some Christians know as much about Islam as we do, okay? and they can tell us, you know, because of all the interfaith that they're doing. Like here, not here, but in America, the Jehovah Witnesses, okay, a branch of Christianity, that Michael Jackson, the singer, he was a Jehovah Witness, his whole family. They go door to door every Saturday. They send their women out doing tabliq, okay, inviting people. And they came to my door, okay, and they saw that I was Muslim, so they have a book especially on how to give dawah to Muslims. All right, because we don't believe in the Bible, so when they go to their normal Christian brothers who are not Jehovah's Witnesses, then they have a certain, you know, speech that they give them, but to a Muslim they can't give them that speech. So they've been given books from their elders on how to give dawah to a Muslim. Now they go that far. Do we do this? Mm-hmm. Do we do this? The ulama can do it, Muslims, but what about the common man?
100%. And we've seen it in so many countries where they are taking advantage because, of course, they are paid and there's so many other things. We're probably, like my father at the moment, my parents are in Congo at the moment. So he tells me that for Jumu'ah, it's so difficult because you can't just go to any masjid. if you go, you have to see now. He says that certain places, it says whether it's Shia or what is it. So now people there, they don't understand this. So maybe not Christianity. Maybe it looks like Islam, but it's not Islam. So this kind of challenge, especially here in the African countries, is a major, major challenge for many people. They are unable to identify.
Has it wrote about that? Oh, maybe 25, 30 years ago. How in some African countries, the Christians, they changed their day of worship from Sunday to Friday. They take out all the chairs out of the church and you sit on the floor, okay? And instead of the Lord's Prayer from the Bible, they'll recite Surah Fatiha, all right? Because there's nothing in Fatiha without the tafsir that's against, you know, Christianity. And so you would think, you know, so an ignorant Muslim, you know, will get fooled. So I understand what you're saying. It hasn't been saying this for a long time.
Hmm.
Malawi, huh? Malawi was one time fully Muslim and now it's like 50-50 or something like that.
Mufti Saab, we enjoyed the discussion. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll continue. Make dua for us and don't be too long on Sheikh AI's chat. We will be monitering your questions.
For a mic drop, huh? Okay.
Jazakumullah.
Inshallah, I'll stay far away from it.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
I won't touch you with a barge pole. Wa alaikum assalam.
Let us know what questions you're asking. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.